Well, we haven't set up, so we have no option than to show up in court to defend our position.
Does ECOWAS still stand by its decision that President Laurent Gbagbo's rival, former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara, won the election?
Yeah, of course. Our position still remains the same. It's just the process of actualizing it that we are still working on. As far as we are concerned, the evidence before us is to the effect that Alassane Ouattara won the election. And that is the basis for all the decisions that heads of state are taking, and that is the position of ECOWAS.
They are saying ECOWAS basically failed to recognize Ivorian constitution, and thereby recognizing President Ouattara basically undermines Ivorian constitution. What do you say to that?
No, I don't think anybody can accuse us of being reckless or irresponsible. We're a very irresponsible organization, and we know what the requirements are. And we factored those in before we took our decision. And the decision for us is the same as other international communities have said. And I don't want anybody to suggest that the international community has been irresponsible on the matter of Cote d'Ivoire. We have taken our responsibility seriously, and we know what the law is, and we have been so advised, and we stand very firm on our conviction.
The Gbagbo administration is saying that ECOWAS acted illegally by sidestepping the due process of the law in Ivory Coast, you know, basically recognize Ouattara as the legitimately elected president.
Of course, we stand by it. The point I'm making, Peter, is to the effect that, look, an election took place, a runoff took place. And as far as the evidence before us suggests, there was an outcome. Hello? An election took place. And both parties were satisfied with the process. That same process was replicated in the runoff. So I don't see why anybody would suddenly wake up and decide to change the goalposts at the end of the match. An election took place, produced a result, which everybody, there's a consensus about the result, except for one person who said he won. Don't suggest that the whole international community is wrong, including ECOWAS. We had observers there. The EU had observers there. Everybody who cared had observers there, and they were unanimous in saying that this is the outcome of this. Look, people have to live up to their responsibilities, and we have to, as a sub-region, we have to decide whether we believe in our instruments for peace, security, democracy, and good governance, or we don't. Those are the issues. Arbitrariness will not lead us anywhere. And that is why we will have to make sure that the winner of that election takes office, finish. That will send a message down to everybody that you cannot wake up one day, conduct an election, and decide on your whim that you would accept the result of the election or not. No.
Supporters of President Gbagbo particularly accused ECOWAS of contributing to the ongoing stalemate instead of encouraging dialogue between the two parties to resolve the issue. What do you say to that?
You are not going to encourage dialogue between somebody who is illegally occupying a position with somebody who won it. The least you can do is to acknowledge, look, I lost. How can you accommodate my interest? Finish. You don't have to lose us dictating the treaty. No.
So what will be the message to the Ivorian government led by President Gbagbo here, since, of course, it's suing you, ECOWAS, in this regard?
Well, it's just as well that he's taking it to court. We'll go to court and see how it's going to play out. But it is just wasting everybody's time. The result is very clear and unambiguous. Let him leave and let the Ivorians can put the pieces of their life together and continue with their life. They have challenges to deal with. I mean, these are the distractions that are perfectly avoidable.